Welcome back to the Parents' Rights in Education podcast. We are a grassroots movement of millions of parents and allies standing together, speaking as one, to protect children and ensure parents' crucial role in their child's education is protected. We come alongside millions of parents and allies and equip them to stand up for their rights by free trainings, membership, and community support. You can join this movement for free by visiting parentsrightsineducation.com. And hey, if you love the work that we're doing, please leave us a 5-star review. Your review helps us get out our message and allows us to keep advocating for parents' rights. Thanks so much for being here. Let's get into today's topic.
Our guest today is Amy Breitenstein. She's a Moses Lake Washington affiliate member. Now, last year, Amy stood up and was a candidate for her local school district, and she won. And now she serves in position one for Moses Lake School District. Oh my goodness, we're so excited to be talking with you, Amy. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So tell me, why did you decide to run for school board in the first place?
Well, to be candid, I got tired of complaining to whoever would stand still and listen about the state of the union. And I thought, why not do something about it?
Absolutely. Somebody had to do something, didn't they?
That's right. And they say that, you know, these kind of things start at home. And we could have used, we needed to see some changes in our small community, which is actually getting bigger and bigger. But, and I was pretty much raised here in Moses Lake. I've gone to the schools that are in place. There's a lot of things that I could see that are potential, to be worked on and made better. And so I thought, why not start here?
Wonderful. It sounds like a lot of people know you in your community, and that's a big, big, important strategy when you're running for school board. So what was it, Amy, that was going on in the Moses Lake School District at the time that you decided to run? What was the most troubling issue?
Well, we unfortunately had a situation back in the late teens, the 2015, 16, 17, where a bond was passed for a new school, high school specifically, to be built because our unfortunately our older high school is bursting at the seams. We've just really overpacked the maximum of people that it should house, and so people were looking, our community members were looking to see that new high school be built. And somewhere along the line, the board members decided to do a smaller, scaled down version of a school and then turn it into a different kind of program. So instead of having a second high school, we have a school that is a project learning based type education, which I understand is a pretty new type of teaching. And so to find the right kind of leaders and the right kind of instructors has been pretty hard.
Wow.
Not to mention the students that would be more successful in that program. So it's a matter of finding those kind of three really important keys to make a program like that work. But it is currently open and it's only housing about 300 of our students. And we have way over 1,000 in our high school now. So we've got a lot of frustrated community members that don't see that our decisions as a school board have been made properly and much less made properly, but also been made along what they would be encouraging us to do. And that's what we're here for. We're here to be a representative of our community members and our taxpayers.
Yeah. Know? Wow. Glad to hear you believe that.
Yeah. No, they're absolutely, they're absolutely who I'm trying to make sure that we can do right by. And so we're going to have a heck of a time trying to get those kind of things passed and supported, unfortunately, because of that, that happened back then. So that's kind of what got me looking at it. And I feel like what the community and the taxpayers and all of our support systems need to see is successes. But if we're basing our success on what kind of money we can roll in, I don't know that that's the best way to go about it. I think we need to start getting some small wins to show, you know, that we have the right motivation. So we're just still trying to figure out where to start there.
Fantastic. Well, I love the fact that you're open to talking with your community, talking with parents, as well as other citizens, because, you know, everybody has something at stake in their local school district. So let's go back to your race. When you ran last year, I know that we did endorse you as an organization, and you and a couple other candidates took that endorsement seriously. What influence do you think that our endorsement as Parents' Rights in Education had on your race?
Well, I think your name in and of itself, you know, Parents' Rights, I think what a lot of our focus is, and they're good friends of mine, my other two running, they weren't running mates necessarily, but companions, they all filled their own position that they, you know, qualified to fill, but we're all pretty like-minded, and we really want parents to feel like they have a voice. You know, they have a right to be heard and supported because of all the different things that have come out across our country where parents have been shot down and not, you know, not treated well.
Right.
Just because they need to have a voice for their kids. Unfortunately, if, you know, across the country, there's been many different examples that we are trying really hard to not repeat. And so I think just in your name, just having that name made a big difference. You guys had a really great signage that we were able to put out with our names on it. And with, you know, we were able to post up whenever we were out trying to wave and, you know, do our sign waving. And y'all made it really easy, you know, to follow and make sure that we could get those tools in place. So a lot of boxes were checked that, you know, why do I want to encourage or why do I want to spend the time, which I don't want to make it sound like I didn't feel it was necessary, but you had a good line out. Your program was really well, well versed, and we were able just to go in and get what we needed done. I learned some things, absolutely, because there wasn't a lot of time. I mean, we just kind of started everything the first part of June, and then we were back at the end of it in October. So that's not a whole lot of time. So
right. Well,
we really appreciated it.
Oh, well, we're so proud to be able to claim your win on our side of the fence. And, you know, you made some really good observations just in a very practical sense. And that is that if you as a board member are not really invested and involved in your local community and show people that you care, That's a basic sales technique, by the way, is to show people that you care, because they're not going to care what you think or what you want or what you believe if you don't first show that you care about them. And giving them time at the mic, you know, at school board meetings, getting feedback from the community, what do they want? You are their elected representative. So tell me about some of the initiatives that you're going to propose to your board. Now, you're the newbie on the board, but, you know, this is why it's good to have new people from time to time, because they come in with fresh ideas. They're all excited and exuberant, and they kind of give a little bit of spark to an existing board. Are you bringing some new ideas to that board about how to engage the local citizenry?
So we did just recently have a community forum. There wasn't a huge turnout. I don't know if maybe we just didn't advertise it well, but it was requested by one of my board members to have a sit down with parents that are concerned. We've got a lot of bullying that's happening. And I hate to say it, but it feels like it's kind of across all kinds of, you know, of environments. I mean, work environments and I'm in customer service when I'm not, you know, volunteering. And so people's attitudes just kind of are really hard to manage these days. It feels like there's kind of a black cloud following everybody everywhere. Mm-hmm. So we do have a large, you know, a large problem with bullying, and this might be mm-hmm. across, you know, across many states, but specifically in our district. So we do have a lot of parents that are very frustrated about how certain bullies and behaviors are being managed, I guess, for okay. lack of a better word.
Yeah.
That's... So we did put together a forum, and so we were able to do that. I would like to see more of those opportunities, but we need more involvement too. Parents will say, you know, when things are not well, but they won't necessarily come and be a presence. So maybe some way to start building that relationship, you know, so we can mm-hmm. we can look like we're genuine and see, you know,
sure,
their
absolutely.
Reactions to that.
And do you reach out to those folks that got you elected, Amy? Because usually in the election cycle, you have your list, you have your contact list of people who support you. And that's really where we encourage our candidates, once they become office holders, to continue that conversation with those individuals that got you elected and have them, you know, bring a friend to one of those listening sessions and, you know, take that time to make sure that you've included as many people in the community as possible. I would say, you know, we do that when it comes to like state representatives or state senators or legislators. They still count on those lists of people that got them elected. That's why you're called a representative, right?
Right.
And it's just so important, and especially in the public school system. And I would highly encourage you to analyze the policies that you already have, make those available on your community, you know, on the school board website. These are the policies that we have in place for, you know, handling these, bullying situations should not be happening in the school, but you can't stop it entirely. And we all know that. But what are you doing about it? And then make your student population aware of, hey, guys, just like you would as a mom, you're a mom, I'm a mom. What do we do? Sit our kids down at the kitchen table and say, okay, look, here's dad.
Right.
When he comes home from work, he's going to find out what's been going on here. Okay. And we're not going to allow this kind of behavior. What happens when that bad behavior takes place, and make sure that all the students understand that we will not tolerate bullying of any kind from anyone. I know that's been a huge issue in certain elements of the school population. They talk about it, but it happens to every kid, every single one of my kids in school. We have three children. They experienced some form of bullying. Maybe it was only verbal. Now, though, it has escalated to the point where kids are being beaten up literally in the school, and we cannot be using restorative justice with these kids. There's got to be some hard and fast rules about what happens if you misbehave on a school campus. So we thank you so much, Amy, for coming on today. Don't be a stranger. I want to know what's going on in your school district, just like Amy. That doesn't mean you have to run for school board.
No, right.
but support those good people on your board. Thank you so much for joining us today, Amy. We love you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, parents, do you want to testify at your school board but aren't sure where to begin? Or do you want to run for your school board and need tips for how to win? We created a free training center for you. Learn how to effectively testify at your school board and how to win your school board election through our free courses available for you. In our courses, we provide step-by-step video instructions along with the quiz to make sure you really grasp the information. Some of the video instructions include how to testify at your school board in person and virtually, how to prepare your testimony, and tips for recording your testimony and sharing it, and more. In our course that teaches you how to win your school board election, we have video instructions for things like creating your campaign plan, managing a team, budgeting, how to debate effectively, and more. You are making an impact on your child's education, and we are here to support you. Join for free today by visiting parentsrightsineducation.com/login. That's parentsrightsineducation.com/login. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. To keep up with everything we're doing, check out our website, parentsrightsineducation.com, and sign up for our newsletter. You can also join our movement for free by visiting our website, parentsrightsineducation.com. To do your part in protecting parents' rights, you can become a Club 12 by 12 member by donating $12 a month. It takes all of us to make the change that we want to see. Thanks so much for listening. Talk soon.